And you're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell and with Sarah Costa-Perry. Right, let's kick off with Alan. Hello, Alan.
Oh, hi.
Go for it.
Yeah, the question is, I was looking at my road tax renewal form and I see that I'm taxed on how much CO2 per kilometre my car emits. Now, my car emits 218 grams of CO2 per kilometre, and my car averages, say, around at 51.5 kilometres to the gallon, which equates to about 11,227 grams per gallon. Now, a gallon of petrol weighs only 3,300 grams, so where does that extra mass come from?
OK, well, that's a really interesting question, Alan, and I'm very glad that you raised it. So the best way of approaching this is to think about the chemistry that's going on. So what's the chemical formula of the reaction in your engine between the fuel and the air? Well, the fuel is a hydrocarbon, and that means it's long chains of carbon atoms all glued together. And to make things simple, we'll assume that each carbon atom is associated with two hydrogen atoms, because that's what a hydrocarbon chain looks like. So CH2, the hydrocarbon, plus oxygen, O2, and we're going to need two molecules of oxygen, is going to make a molecule of CO2 and a water molecule, because the product of combustion is carbon dioxide and water. Now, if we look at how much a molecule of the hydrocarbon weighs, for each CH2, that's 12 grams of carbon, and H2 weighs 2. So we'll say that it's 14 grams for each mole or each group of molecules for the hydrocarbon. And the CO2 weighs 44. So therefore, the proportion of the products, CO2, that is the hydrocarbon to start with, is 14 over 44. So if we ask Dave, who's got his calculator ready, Dave, what is 14 divided by 44, please?
It's just below a third.
In other words, what comes out of the exhaust pipe is about three times the mass of the equivalent fuel that it took to make that in the first place. So if we now go back to your original figures, where you say that the gallon of the fuel weighs about 3,300 grams, and that actually after you've done a gallon's worth of mileage, you reckon you've produced 11,227 grams, what's the reason for the disparity? Well, if we times the about 3 times 3,300, if you could just do this, Dave, so what does that come to?
Comes out as about 10,400 grams.
OK, so therefore, we're almost in the right ballpark for the 11,000-ish that you quote in your car's figures. So actually, the reason for the disparity is that you forgot to take into account that oxygen weighs something, and therefore CO2 is actually a lot heavier than the original carbon that went in to make the fuel work in the first place.
What's coming out of the exhaust is not all that harmful, then, apart from the CO2.
Well, you say apart from the CO2, but that's the bulk of what comes out, unfortunately.
Right,
if you look at the planet as a whole, burning fossil fuels has contributed an enormous amount. We put out something like 40 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere every year. That's about 12 billion tonnes of raw carbon going into the atmosphere. And this is fossil carbon that was locked away millions of years ago and turned into oil and coal. And as a result, you're net contributing to the CO2 in the atmosphere, which we think is linked to a rise in atmospheric temperatures because of greenhouse effect, and this will warm up the planet over time. The levels in the last 200 years have gone up by 30%, so, you know, that's not bad for a single species to have altered the composition of the atmosphere of a whole planet by 30% for one gas in 200 years. It's pretty good going, actually, yeah, in terms of an achievement for mankind. Not necessarily a good one.
Because this carbon is bound up with twice as much oxygen, that's why it's causing the bulk. So it's just,
that's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
So it's not just carbon, yeah.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay,
good to have you on the show.
Very interesting, thank you.
If you'd like to join us on The Naked Scientists, tweet your questions to @NakedScientists or write them on our Facebook page. That's at nakedscientist.com/Facebook, and it will take you there. You can also email, of course, chris@thenakedscientist.com.